Today we want to visit a little bit with the Homebase Iowa program. Jason Kemp is the Iowa Program Manager for Homebase Iowa, and we have him on the phone here this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for your time. I saw here that coming up on July 6th, the community of Audubon will be having a celebration as their designation of Homebase Iowa really kicks in. Let's talk a little bit about that. What is Homebase Iowa? How long has this program been around?
So Homebase Iowa has been around about 4.5 years, and the program was initially kind of brought to life by then Governor Branstad and the Adjunct General Tim Orr, and the idea was basically, hey, we've got more jobs than we have people in this state, and there's about 200,000 veterans that transition out of the military each and every year, and veterans make great employees and great community and add great value to the community. So the idea was, why don't we create a program, pass some legislation that that makes Iowa a more veteran-friendly state, and then try and connect, reach out to veterans who are transitioning and those interested in careers in Iowa, and connect them with those businesses and those communities. So that's what the program is designed to do, and we continue to grow and have success.
Well, we have so many veterans here in Iowa. It just seems like a natural fit for a state like this.
Yes, there are currently somewhere between 200 and 240,000 veterans in the state of Iowa, and this program looks to help those veterans out and also increase the number of veterans who live, work, and play here in Iowa.
Is this program expanding quickly around the state?
It has. Over the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of growth in the number of employers, the number of communities, and the number of veterans who are interested in using the program. And I think that it's unique in the fact that it's the only program, state-run public-private partnership, that connects the dots as comprehensively as Homebase Iowa does.
Sure. Well, the benefits for veterans are pretty obvious with this, but it seems like the employers are getting themselves a great opportunity here as well.
Yes, as we have almost 2,000 employers across the state who can log in and view veteran resumes, we have almost 450 employers a month that log in to view veteran resumes, and many of them reach out to veterans and kind of highlight the opportunities that they have with their company.
You bet. Are you always in recruiting mode then to try to get more folks involved, both on the veteran side and on the business side?
Absolutely. And so the intent is for us to highlight the opportunities in communities and with businesses, and then also connect veterans with those opportunities as well.
Yeah, you bet. These are opportunities that are fairly close to home in most cases, right?
Yes, most of them. Well, so of the 2,000 businesses, most of them, majority of them are local businesses within the community that sign on to not only help veterans find jobs, but also transition to communities as well, and kind of act as a liaison for the veteran in that community.
You bet. Well, we kind of joked about it. You've got kind of the heart of the lineup showing up here in Audubon at the City Park stage on July 6th from 11 to 11:30 to have that designation ceremony. This is obviously pretty important to a lot of folks to have the kind of people showing up for this that you have.
Yes, yeah, the governor and the lieutenant governor, and then my boss, who is the director of workforce development, Beth Townsend, will all be in attendance. And the governor was a lieutenant governor at the time and worked with her quite a bit, and she's very passionate about helping veterans find employment and highlighting the opportunities in our state. And then a little-known tidbit is the lieutenant governor at the time was actually, back in 2013, actually helped put the program together initially. So that's a pretty neat piece of information. And then the director, my boss, she is an Air Force veteran. So we have that in common.
Very good. You betcha. When it comes to doing the ceremonies here, these are kind of an opportunity just to highlight these things. But this kind of now opens the door for the program. What happens after the ceremony now? What can folks expect? What will they expect to see?
So we will the event is kind of the start in my mind, especially with unemployment being so low. Within the state of Iowa, I think statewide, it's somewhere around 2.8%, which provides a lot, means there's a lot of opportunities here. So what we do is set the community up with a profile Not only do the businesses in the area get notifications when veterans submit profiles, but also the community point of contact does as well. And what that allows for the community point of contact to do is reach out to those veterans and kind of highlight some of the incentives and some of the opportunities that are within that community.
Well, these are solid people who have already given an awful lot, and to be able to give them these types of opportunities too, it's got to be very important.
Yes, and the great thing is a lot of what we do aligns with a lot of things that Iowa Work Centers statewide provide as far as veteran assistance in helping with resumes. As a lot of people know, veterans, probably one of the toughest things they have to deal with when they get out of the military is translating the things that they've done in the military and kind of identifying, hey, these are opportunities that actually would apply to me, and kind of finding that right fit in the civilian world can be difficult at times. So I think that this program helps with that a lot.
Boy, I've heard that said so many times over the years about trying to translate the skills into the private sector then, too. It's more than just doing job fairs and things like that.
Yes, and I think that, you know, you look at the new age that we're in with the Internet and everybody connecting quickly, there's some good and some bad with that. I think with this program, it kind of combines both. Before any veteran resume is published, Jennifer DiOrio is the person that we lean on to contact those veterans. So they get to talk to somebody. And I think that another great thing about the website is every single Home Base Iowa business and community that's listed on there, not only does it have that website information, but it also has a name, a phone number, and an email address so that veterans can reach out to them.
Well, and for businesses too, I mean, one of the most difficult and sometimes annoying processes to go through when you run a business is the hiring process, the screening process. So some of this is already done for folks.
Yes. And that's, you know, as we try to manage that process and help veterans, that's the intent, is to not just help them post a profile, but also with that resume assistance, with interview skills if necessary, and then that local job placement piece. And you kind of look at that from three different vantage points: the Home Base Iowa program side, the business side, private business side, and then also the community side.
Is this unique to Iowa, Jason, or is this something that's done in other states as well?
So this is only done in Iowa, and kind of as I've done research and talked to other folks in other states, there is no program like this in the nation. So this is truly a one-of-a-kind program that I think is head and shoulders more comprehensive than anything you see anywhere in the nation.
Well, it may be copied if it becomes very successful and gets a lot of notice around the country like that, too. Now, we talked about Audubon, and specifically because I have the note here about the Audubon activities on that day. You mentioned to me before we got on the air here this morning, too, that Guthrie and Adair counties here in the area are also coming online with the program soon?
Yes, they are. The governor and the lieutenant governor will be stopping at all three of those communities on July 6th to kind of celebrate all three coming online. I think that it's been a group effort in the area to bring these communities on board.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity on both sides of that aisle. Tell them where they can find more information, Jason. I assume there's got to be a website there for you.
Yes, there is. There is homebaseiowa.gov, and if you just Google Home Base Iowa, it comes right up. And you can kind of view more about, you can search all the businesses that are on there, all the communities that are on there, and we do have an event calendar that lists all the events that we'll be attending, to include community events. So details can certainly be found on the website, and my contact information is on there as well.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like it's a program that's really still in its infancy, but really taking off fast. Appreciate your time here this morning, and appreciate the outreach out here to this part of the state through Home Base Iowa. I'm sure a lot of folks will take advantage of it.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate any opportunity to talk about the program, and, yeah, look forward to bringing Audubon County on board for sure.